Yo, what's up, Go Squad? Welcome back to another episode. So happy that you joined us today. I am here with some phenomenal fruit-filled people. And we are going to have a wonderful conversation. Let me show you who they are.
Oh. Hi. Camera.
Now we're cutting to them. Yes.
We weren't expecting this.
Each one?
Yeah. We're not expecting this.
She didn't know she had a close-up.
Jeez.
The pressure.
She didn't know there was a close-up on her. It's happening. Yes. Well, we are excited about today's topic. We're talking about the fruits of the Spirit. Mm-hmm. And let there be no confusion. This is the Holy Spirit. And we are talking about the fruits that we produce from that Spirit as well. So it's going to be a great conversation. Mm-hmm. How are we feeling?
Amazing.
Really, really good.
Yeah. Excited.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I got a question for everybody.
Ah.
In true Gen 1 fashion. So what are the fruits of the Spirit and how do you know if you're producing them in your life?
Wait, so are we supposed to name each fruit of the Spirit?
If you name every single one of them, episode's over.
There's no way that's going to happen.
Love,
10 seconds.
Joy, peace.
Self-control, patience.
Long-suffering.
What the and heck? Yes,
endurance.
That was one.
Kindness.
What's joy
love.
In there? Did he say joy?
Oh, you say love. So joy is the other one.
I'm nervous he gets it.
How
when we
many
can't talk
are
to
there?
It's seven.
No.
What is it, 39?
No, it's like 12 or 11.
Is it 11?
The margin's a little smaller than 7 and 39. I think it's 9.
It's okay, Jalen. I'm going to go get the word.
Oh.
There it is.
You're not.
Can we
well, you know
the
something
word?
Crazy about that?
Yeah.
I thought you said
Let's
you were going to go get it.
I actually have it right here.
I have Instagram deleted.
Well, I got. Oh.
Wow.
Oh, we didn't need the word.
We did.
It's no, okay. It looks good.
We
things.
Always need the
it
word.
Looks good.
Wow. Let it, thanks.
Yes.
I think he's got it right there.
Let me read to you a few of those fruits.
Wait, read them thing.
Let me read them to you. Are we ready?
Yes.
All hearts and minds clear. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
Oh. Gentleness.
Mm. Those are great.
Three of them.
Based on this gentleness, cool. goodness.
Yes.
Peace.
So yeah. Knowing the fruits, how do you know if you're producing them in your life?
Oh, God. You feel them and you exude them mm-hmm. as well.
Absolutely.
Mm. Not necessarily that we have to look for this, but other people will say, you know what I'm saying? Mm, like your brothers, your sisters, your accountability partners be like, hey, bro, like, or they'll say that about you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
When they describe me, yeah, Rick, you know, or Jalen, he's so just a kind, just a patient guy, you know? Just a gentle guy, you know? Sweet. Yeah.
You're using the fruit right there, using gentleness.
Hey, that voice is gentle?
Very tender.
Just a patient
very
guy.
Very tender.
Sweet guy. Sweet.
Yes.
Yeah. I think it would definitely, I think it comes down to, back to what Rick was saying, is like how other people are receiving you. Mm-hmm. Because I think a lot of those really do have to do, like you couldn't say to yourself, I'm kind. I mean, you can, yeah. but you need other people to say that to you for mm-hmm. you to know that it's true.
Yeah.
Or people to be like, you're so patient. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I think that it comes from, yeah, how you treat people and you would know based on how they are receiving you.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. And then, I mean, the other times though, you will know, like, I'm like, I'm not being patient. I'm not controlling myself going for this third bag of cookies. Mm. So you, the certain moments you do know, but I really think that you exhibit it and it is supposed to bring life to the people that you are around.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So they would be able to tell you.
Yeah. I love that. So let's talk a little bit about this too, before this second question, like, what's your personal relationship with the fruits of the Spirit? So let's give an example of a time where you know that you could have acted a certain way, but one of the fruits, just the Holy Spirit's help in your life, you know, it arose in that situation and you saw a different fruit than what you would have normally done.
Driving in LA is always a thing that tests patience.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have blessed children of God, which is me using fruit, right? It's self-control,
kindness.
Other words could easily be input.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying. But
yes,
there are a lot of instances where I'm driving and I'm just like, man. Usually, I would want to be like, yo, bro, you like, watch out, like, what you doing? Like, get out the way, like, you know.
Move.
But yeah,
get out.
I wasn't gonna say that. I wasn't about to say that. Nah. I was going to let, you know,
it's okay.
We'll pray for you.
Yeah, no, God's got
a prayer point.
First thing that popped to my mind.
No, it's just, you know, you recognize when you're able to see, this is I think this is like a deep work of mm-hmm. fruit as well too, because when you're able to see the person that I guess driving is, since we're there, right? You're able to see, oh, that's a child of God. I pray they get where they're going safely. Yeah. Instead of saying, man, they need to get off the road. Like mm-hmm. certain things yeah. you say could be word curses, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And I would rather bless them on their way instead of cursing them on
yeah.
their way.
Yeah. 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 Amen.
I can't think of a better test for the fruits of the using the fruits of the spirit than marriage.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. We're all married couples here. You're in a relationship. Like mm-hmm. it is definitely a test. I think one area for me that I was thinking on was the gentleness one. Yeah. That is a fruit of the spirit.
It is.
Right? Yeah, yeah. Okay. yeah, gentleness. I think, you know, when you are in a moment where you are, you know, tempted to say something a certain way, mm-hmm. like being able to stop for a second, breathe, is a practice. Mm-hmm. It is a challenge. And I think that, and not just in marriage, but in any relationship, to be able to say, I wanna be able to communicate in a way that I could still convey how I'm feeling, mm-hmm. but not in a way that, well, first of all, cause defensiveness mm-hmm. because I'm coming at it so hard and so strong, but in a way that will convey my emotions and allow them to not feel attacked. You know what I mean? So I think, you know, God's been kind of working in me as a wife, in my approach, in my delivery. So that way, if I am feeling, if your feelings are hurt or just having a bad day or something rubs you the wrong way unintentionally, like I can say it in a way that just expresses what that emotion is, mm-hmm. but not have to, you know, have to be like, hey, you know, this is what you did and I'm just going to shut down. Like, you know, because you know, we have moments like that. Uh-huh. I used to do that a little bit. But I think now I'm like, that doesn't even really get me anywhere mm-hmm. either with a person. Because like I said, defense, boom. Like yeah. instantly. And so you're now trying to penetrate a brick wall mm-hmm. where if you're coming and you're just like, this hurt my feelings, yeah. that usually completely disarms a person.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. they're just like, oh, I'm so sorry. So if you come gentle, they usually should
absolutely
come gentle. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that was one that easily came up in my mind.
I was looking for humility in there.
I was, yeah, there should
that, be. That's a humble approach. I mm-hmm. think that's awesome. Whether it's not officially one of the numbered fruits of the spirit, it's definitely a fruit of the spirit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Humility. Yeah.
Yeah. Even Jesus. Oh, meekness is kind of humility yeah. though. Meekness yeah. is, cause that was Jesus' approach. He was meek.
Yeah.
So that kind of ties into it a little bit, of I course. Think. Yeah. What were you going to say, Mom?
I'm going to piggyback off both of you guys. Cause yes, marriage definitely holds up that mm-hmm. big, clear mirror.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it takes a lot of surrender too to get to that point of, okay, let me think this through before I respond. Mm-hmm. And I know I'm working on it, lol.
I was looking at you because you look great.
Thank you, baby. But yeah, just empathizing first, because yeah. sometimes, well, the way I was raised, I'm so objective and I'm just like, it's this, it's or factual. Like, I'm like, this is that. So, and it makes sense to me.
Yeah.
So, okay, Mariah, take a second mm-hmm. to maybe think, how is he feeling right now? Mm-hmm. Check in and be empathetic and be soft and yeah. gentle and bring love into the situation instead yes. of jumping in and being like, well, if I just explain it this way, it makes sense to me. So it should right. make sense right. to you too, but it's not always like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Love is giving the benefit. I said I better.
Yes.
Yeah, no, but love is giving the benefit of the doubt. Because mm-hmm. I think that like to love somebody is to be able to create a space for them where they can be imperfect. Because like you can't enter into any sort of relationship or any sort of situation with this expectation that they're automatically going to get, they're already going to get me, you know, they're going to get how I'm feeling without me even needing to say anything. Mm-hmm. I think that if you give somebody the opportunity to get it right or and the opportunity to you know, to see you in a certain light or to see themselves in a different light, then that's operating from a place of love. Mm-hmm. 'Cause you can't, if you try to shut somebody down, you know, out the rip, then I mean, you lose the opportunity to really see who they are and prove to you yeah. that, you know, they're a good fit for you or they can be in a relationship with you. So it's hard, but it's like this is life. Mm-hmm. This is relationship. Like yeah. you're going to, you're going to sometimes be hurt and you're sometimes going to do the hurting.
Yeah.
But that's where love and grace kicks in, because God gave us grace. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and we look at how much grace he's given us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how can we not give grace to other people when he's given us that much grace? Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Absolutely. We're definitely going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about the fruits of the flesh.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
What are yes. those? So, what are those?
In the same chapter, let me find it. Hold on.
Well, did you want to share an example of it?
I do. I'll probably share it coupled with these fruits of the flesh.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that's good, because the works of the flesh, it says, are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness. I mean, there's a lot.
There's actually way more.
My goodness.
It's like everything but. There's a lot of fruits of the flesh, actually.
There's a lot of fruits of the flesh.
Which one do you want?
just pick one. I think the fruit of the spirit that I have had a strong relationship with is self-control.
Mm.
Because that's something that doesn't always just come from us in our works. You know, the Holy Spirit gives us self-control.
Yeah,
and so when you see that fruit arise in your life, you know that's God's help. You know, that could be self-control in your speech, self-control in your doing. It could be anything, but you just see it arise and you're like, I know I have some help in this area. And so when you think about the fruits of the flesh, you know, I think when I'm producing the fruits of the flesh, I have a lack of self-control. I'm being used by the enemy, if you want to be, you know, I'm being used by my own ignorance, maybe I'm tired today, maybe I'm angry, whatever it is. And it's easy to just fall into producing those other side of fruits, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have that self-control and that help. And, you know, you can deny that help when it comes too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can feel the help come, like the Lord's trying to help you.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, you know, deny him. But then that's a scary place, because your help came, then you ignored it. Mm-hmm. So now you're by yourself.
Yeah.
So whatever fruit that gets produced from there, it's just up to you, you know? It's like,
ooh,
I've been in
scary.
Been in an argument, you know, recently where, you know, me and the other person were having an argument. We're talking about relationships, everybody. You know, in a relationship, sometimes you have a disagreement.
There you go.
And we were talking about, you know, the disagreement and how, you know, when you feel like you're trying to get your point across, you know, we're both feeling like, all right, I need to step down. I don't need to try and one-up you right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have denied that at times.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes to a place it doesn't need to. It keeps going.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit tried to help. He tried to diffuse. He tried to bring that love, that gentleness, that self-control with your tongue. And it's so easy to ignore it. But when you ignore it, it's scary, because now you're by yourself.
Yeah.
He was there.
Who's
he was there
save
ready.
You now?
And so that's a huge thing for just relationship in general. It could be with a partner. It could be a friend, a family member.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to have that self-control and that gentleness is a huge thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because in James, I think it's James 3, it talks about the tongue and how it is set. It says the tongue is set on fire by hell itself.
Like, Jesus.
The tongue, it says
what?
That the tiny spark, you know, it's like a tiny spark that, you know, starts a whole forest fire.
Yeah.
And a tiny rudder that can steal a whole entire ship. You know, that tongue is something serious. And so if the Lord gives us the spirit of self-control, you need that when he's giving you a tongue as well. And that tongue can do blessing and cursing.
Oh my God.
You can produce all that hatred in somebody's life and tear somebody up with that if you're not careful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, real talk.
Yeah.
There's someone on a reality show, and back in my days, I used to be like, oh, she's going at it. Like, she would just tear people up with her words. And I was like, wow, how do you do that? Like, just anyone. It could be someone that she just met, and she would just go.
Wow.
And now that I look back at it, I'm like, wow, those were curses.
Yeah.
Like, and you could think of them like that. So the self-control is so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And where was I going with this? What does the proverb be? Quick to listen, so to speak.
Yeah,
so to speak. That's something that I have to put into practice all the time, and that has to do with self-control.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I think about it, and I'm like, okay, yes, I can tell him what I'm thinking, but is it smart to do it? Like, should I, like, let me at least allow the Holy Spirit to move in me before I actually speak? Because it's easy to just let it flow out.
Yeah.
But I want to be thinking about his feelings, how he's going to receive it. So self-control is a big one that Mariah's got to tap into.
I think the other side of self-control for a husband, obviously we can do the same thing. That's not a gender neutral thing. But the other side of self-control is, as a man, we feel like we could fix everything. You know, so you got to let go of your, let go of the need to try to fix. I can't fix her. Like, I don't have all of the tools that I need to fix her. So my goal is to let go, right? Which is self-control, and love her enough to leave her in God's hands.
Absolutely. No, that's amazing. The restraint is that, like, being able to, because I mean, I feel like in my own personal life, not with my husband, but like just in general, like not trying to put, take matters into your own hands is a big thing I'm learning in this particular season. Like, you, you know, God is so cold with it. He, like, I'll give you the ability to do something, to fix something, to manipulate something, to change something. But I don't even want you to do it. Like, there's this one particular thing I'm thinking about that, like, I could have done that, you know, research and, you know, I'll just give it to me. I could do it. And God was like, I've given you the gift of wisdom. But for this particular situation, I actually want you to do nothing with this. And I was like, what? He was like, I don't want you to touch it at all, because I want you to know for yourself that you don't have to do, you don't have to try to fix anything or try to, you know, control anything for the outcome that you want. There are some things that only I will be able to do.
It's great.
No matter how hard you try. There are some things that only I'll be able to do and that I want all the credit for. And it's crazy, because you're like, you know, you think that you need the thing that you're going for, but it's actually God knows that, no, you need the faith to be able to let it go. So that way you can know in even great, you know, when you have an even greater need in the future, that only I was able to do that for you back then. And so only I am going to be able to do it for you now. And that is self-control. Because I'm like, I can do it. He has given me wisdom. He has given me understanding. He has given me knowledge. But I'm not always supposed to use what, because then I become my God. And who wins? I don't win if I'm my God. Trust me, I'm not going to win. That's not going to win. That's not going to be sweet for me. So there are some things that, like, no, he wants all the credit for, and you have to show some restraint and saying, like, okay, I get it. I'm letting go. And whatever the outcome is, I got to be okay with that too.
Yes.
I got a scripture.
That is good.
I got it. So we on self-control. This scripture just popped up in my spirit. 1 Corinthians 10:23. I have the right to do anything, you say, but not everything is beneficial. I have the right to do anything, but not everything is constructive.
Yes.
No one should seek their own good, but the good of others.
Yes.
That's amazing.
That's Paul, right? Is that Paul?
I think. I don't know. I don't know who be writing the scripture. I know the scripture.
You read them.
Bible?
Yeah, I be reading the Bible.
I love that passage of scripture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, what you said was powerful too, Ren, because you're like, you can access wisdom, you know, but God wants to do it through you in that way. And something I've been waiting to touch on with this conversation is a different translation of this that I was reading is verse 22 of Galatians 5. It says, but the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. So just the Holy Spirit produces it through us, you know, not just I'm going to produce goodness and
That's
faithfulness and love and everything. No, when I'm in submission to the Spirit, He's going to produce that fruit in my life. It's not just my work of I'm trying to be so gentle, because I can do
that's
that.
Really
I can choose to, like, scream at Rick right now, or I can be gentle with Rick right now. That's a choice. You know, I can be gentle with you in my own strength. But, like, when I'm submitted to the Spirit and He's the one who lives through me, when it truly is, it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives through me. Then you'll just see that fruit just coming through. He always has peace, or he's so loving, or he has joy, or it's all these things, because I'm not trying so hard to do that, because that's exhausting. Because we also do have the fruits of the flesh, considering we have a dual living right now. And so a couple more verses down, it says, those who belong to Christ have nailed the passions and desires of their sinful nature to his cross. So since we are living by the Spirit, so it's talking about since we belong to Christ and we're living by the Spirit. So just all of those different parallels, you know, you belong to Christ, you live by the Spirit. So then the Spirit produces this for you. So that was powerful that you said that.
That's also such a good point.
Stop saying you the fruits of the Spirit. Oh, I'm patient, you know, or I'm kind.
Yeah.
Because that ain't your fruit. I mean, that's your fruit. You know what I'm saying? Like you're saying, that's your own strength. Mm-hmm. Who are you giving the glory to?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're bringing glory to yourself.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Look at me. I'm patient.
Yeah.
I'm kind.
I'm so patient.
You know? I'm so patient.
It's cap.
God, I'm so faithful.
Man, I'm kind.
Bless me because of my faithfulness, God.
Like, my faithfulness.
Stop all that.
Our righteousness is as what?
Filthy.
Trash.
Filthy rags.
Yes.
It's garbage.
In your own strength, your righteousness is as filthy rags.
Yeah. And you know, to be honest, here's the thing too. Like, the reason why it should take the Holy Spirit to produce these things is like, you're supposed to be this when times suck. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not supposed to be doing this when times are like, oh, everything's fine and they're gentle to me, I'm gentle to them. They're humble, so I can come. No, like, he wants to see if you're going to do it when you're having a bad day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and that's when you're like, Jesus, by the Spirit of the living God who lives within me, give me the strength to be patient.
Wow.
Like, that's the level of submission to the Holy Spirit. You know, all jokes aside and goofiness aside, but, like, that's the level of submission that you need to have to the Holy Spirit. Like, it kind of just goes back down to, like having your mindset on, you know, God and the kingdom more than whatever is happening around you. Because your feelings are going to come and your emotions are going to come. You're going to feel like there are going to be some times where you want to fall back into it.
Yeah.
But like if you don't, sometimes God's going to, and sometimes, you know, you need to take a minute and take a breath. I'm all for taking a breath, taking a minute. But God, in this season specifically, I feel like God wants you to stand on his word.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Like there are some seasons where he's like, okay, you know, yes, I see these things happening over here, but are you going to stand on the word that I gave you?
Yeah.
Are you going to stand on the promise? Are you going to be committed to being who you are? Or are you going to walk away? Mm-hmm. And he's given us the choice because we have free will.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So in those moments, you need, like you said, you need the Holy Spirit to be able to produce this fruit because the world's just going to get crazier.
Yeah.
Just going to get crazier.
Yeah, so true.
And as you're asking for the fruits of the Spirit, don't be surprised when a test comes up.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, wait, I prayed for that prayer of patience
God
or kindness
mercy.
Or love or long suffering. Which is patience, LOL. But yeah, the tests will come, but know that you have the victory.
Yeah.
You have the victory in God because what you do is you spend time with God. And don't be surprised that when you pray that prayer for more fruits of the Spirit, that you get tested.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the good thing is that when you spend time with God, when you spend time with the Holy Spirit and allow the Holy Spirit to lead you, you start exuding those traits, right?
Yeah.
So
that's good.
Thanks.
Yes.
The test.
So
master tester.
We have talked about this. He's a master tester. You know, even when you're talking about you should be producing those in all times and seasons, like, can you imagine Jesus? How much anxiety, stress, righteous anger, disappointment, all the things he could have felt. You know, and everybody calling his name and trying to get his attention and how he could have snapped on somebody.
For sure.
If he wasn't completely governed by the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
1,000%.
I mean, that's a very stressful, you know, focused 3 years of ministry.
Yeah.
You know, that we still saw him a certain way the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
So crazy that it was only 3 years.
Yeah.
I know.
Literally.
That amount of time.
Yep. It's all he needed.
Yeah.
It was a preparation, though.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it started when he was 30. I'm not 30 yet. Yeah. So, I mean, imagine all the years of preparation. You know what I mean? He was without sin, but, I mean, I still feel like God was up to something in his heart and his development even during those moments. So like, yes, it was a season of impact. It was a season where he did what he had to do, but there was also the equipping that preceded that.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, it's important to understand that these types of seasons of development are so necessary because God wants to be able to work on you here. So that way you don't get to that level that you're praying for God to take you to and you get there and you squander it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So like that's definitely all these things, all these fruits, like I'm like, all right, yeah, like God sharpen me because I don't want to get up there and look a fool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
On cameras and nothing. Like, no, don't take me there. Mm-hmm. I will literally be like, God, do not give me any sort of platform or any sort of anything. Like, if I am not ready for it, because I will be here and submitted to you and be bowed down And I would rather be that than be there and be a hot mess.
I think a lot of people are afraid of that too, because I know I was for a bit too, because it seems like you see all these people who are going strong and definitely producing all these fruits of the Spirit, and then it seems that they go left, you know. But I just say to encourage somebody out there too, if you don't love the world more than him, you're good. You keep him as first in your heart, and you don't have to worry about that. Giving up, you know, that seat to anything else.
Yeah.
You know, because that is a scary thing when something else becomes your God and more important, more consuming than him. You know, that idol. We talked about why the fruits of the spirits are important. You had another thought?
I did have one. I think something that can easily become an idol is like when you're yearning for a relationship. And I think an important prayer to pray, like if you're in this season, is God, help me develop the fruits of the Spirit that you see that I need more help in. Because when that person comes, again, they hold up a mirror and it's like, ooh, was I ready for this? And it comes at almost every level of when God trusts you to steward over something else. So a person's heart, right? And then imagine a baby. God, show me the areas that I need to grow in the fruits of the Spirit so that I don't pass along whatever is not of those fruits to my child. Because he's trusting you to steward over that. And children watch. And they copy. So Lord, please. Show me. I'll do the work. I will do the work.
Then deeper than that, it's like you could do the work on the outside, but if it doesn't take a true, like, deep, understanding in your spirit, man. Like, it's still going to be inherited. It takes time in the presence of God. It takes true repentance. You can't just say out loud, because words are, you know what I'm saying? Like, words could be beautiful, but the Bible says beauty is fleeting. You know what I'm saying? You can't trust words. You can't trust your heart. You got to submit that thing to God. And once you truly sit down and surrender your want for this, or your need and your desire to be whatever, right? Accepted, seen, heard. You could list a whole bunch of things. Like, God will really do a work in you, and the Holy Spirit will be able to move through you. And it'll be, it won't even be like a thing that you have to actually do. You know what I'm saying? I feel like so many people feel like the works are the thing that exude the fruits of the Spirit, but it's your being. Like, your being, your soul, your, like, your spirit has to just become so entangled with the Holy Spirit that you're able to just be. And what you are reflects the love of Jesus.
Absolutely.
So
huge point. So another question for you is, what is a fruit that you need to work on producing more? What's something that you're seeing that you're not the greatest at?
Can you say them again?
Well, let's bring them back to life. The fruits of the Spirit: joy, love, peace, long suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self control.
I'm excellent at all of them.
Good old side of long suffering.
No one's good at long suffering.
I'm excellent at everything.
Maybe that is what it is for me. Maybe it is long suffering.
It's a good one.
Because I don't think, first of all, I don't think anybody likes to suffer long. But endurance is a big thing. You know what? It is that. I think that sometimes I can find myself being quick to start something, but not following it all the way through until the end. So that is actually definitely a big one that I could see God waving his flags in the air, like, hey, you need to lock this in. And I think that, you know, I think that, like you said about focus, like, I think it's so important, especially for long suffering, because I think in order to suffer long, you have to be focused on something. Like Jesus said, you know, for the joy that was set before him. So he would, like, his eyes were on something.
He didn't have it yet.
Yeah.
It was like there.
It was set. And I mean, he endured the cross. So if you, I think it's, if you, you have to have and hold that thing so high in your mind that nothing around you, like, it's almost like keeping your head above water. You know, even though that water keeps getting higher and higher, like, you can see that thing, and you have to keep walking towards that thing. And I think that's something that I absolutely need to continue working on, because God has given me so much, I think, vision. And I think that my flaw sometimes is doing the daily work to make sure that that's at the forefront of my mind and that I can execute it to, you know, to completion. So, yeah, that's definitely mine.
That's good.
You know, as you was talking, I just saw, like, obviously there are all these songs about water, right? Wade in the water. Keeping my head above water.
Like, yeah, you know good times.
And then you got people that just say treading water, right? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's an action that lifeguards do, right? But if you think about what water is, like Jesus, the Holy Spirit is the living water, mm-hmm. right? So if storms are moving the water, who's controlling the storm,
mm-hmm.
right? And if you're in the water, the person that controls the water,
mm-hmm.
you feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So just focus on who created the thing.
Yeah. Not that's so good. Thing. That's
you
so
feel
good.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's so good. Yeah. That's like that Eyes Up song. Shout out One House. Shout out One House. Yeah. That song will take you through a moment. Yeah.
No matter what you're mm-hmm. in, man. Like mm-hmm. whoever watching this that's going through all hell, brimstone, you know, trials, tribulation, like those things are supposed to come. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. There's no in testimony, there's test.
Yeah. Mm.
So you have to be tested, tried, true. Before people put out products, before they give out food, they have to test it. They have to know that it's secure. They have to know that it's safe for people's consumption. So if you think about this, Jesus, the Bible calls us the salt of the earth, right? If the salt that we give out is not tested and tried and true, it's going to leave a bad taste in somebody's mouth.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Especially if we're supposed to be seasoning on top of whatever's out here.
Yeah.
Are you good what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And
you'll lose your audience if you throw a bad product out there too soon.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so God's going to reveal you to his people and you haven't been tested and you're producing all kinds of wild fruit. And so you might give goodness one day, but you might give hatred the next day.
Yeah.
He's just going to release you to the masses. No.
And you got
to
watch out for strange fruit.
Absolutely.
That's good. Yeah. I don't know where I saw it, probably a post, that it was saying like, how can you find like a trustful pastor or leader or something like that? And it's like, yes, people can teach well, but what are they like outside of when they're teaching?
Yes.
You know,
yes.
What does their fruit look like? Are they showing love? Are they showing patience and kindness?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I think the fruit of the spirit that really stuck out to me, that I know I could probably work on is goodness.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I'm not good without God. You know what I'm saying? I know that my goodness it's not that good without God, but I know that with God, there's goodness that flows through him and it's his goodness, right? I think for a while I used to shame myself because of who I used to be.
Mm.
And it makes it hard to believe that somebody like myself could do anything good.
Mm.
So the goodness thing, I think that's the one that I was thinking of.
Yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Literally. It was right there. It was right there. I'm trying to think of mine.
I think mine is love. Mm. So I have been reading The Bait of Satan, and that book is so powerful. Yeah. And it's just kind of been exposing little offenses that I have been carrying.
Mm.
And I've realized that I've been showing up thinking that I have to hold on to the love that I give. Like I only have so much of it, but God has unconditional love. And as we're moving through the spirit, I can give unconditional love as well. So I feel like I've been holding back in some areas. So I think just leaning more into the unconditional love of the Holy Spirit.
That's great.
That's beautiful.
It's all you.
You're the last. Yes.
Is it really all me?
Yeah, she did.
I think I would just take it back to self-control.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's for sure what it is, you know, is self-control, because that ties in and roots to, I think, discipline and consistency for me, which you tied in long-suffering and consistency as well, which I agree with that one too, but I think it would be self-control.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was God has established me and calmed me down and given me focus in areas where I would not have any. I would not have any focus. I even think about like spending money or like eating or just different stuff like that, how like I'll think it's okay to indulge a little here and there and to do different things. And it's like, no, like God gives me that grounding, you know, with that too, you know, and if we want to talk about spiritually and like fighting sin, like it's legit. Like, yeah, I'm not good by myself. Like, absolutely. I don't have self-control by myself, but with the Holy Spirit, it's like, oh yeah, he gives you the right habits.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yeah, I don't have to do that because I have self-control. Just because I think this thought, I don't have to do that because I have self-control.
Yeah.
You know, me by myself without his help, do whatever you want. And it's going to lead you into sin and shame and all these things. But legitimately, like when you have him, it's like, I don't have to be bound to anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. So yeah, that's what I've seen. That's what I lean on every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know if I'm not leaning on that, it's, you know, We know. Yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know
what to say about it. We know. Yeah.
Yeah.
We know.
Mm-hmm. I think I know. Yeah. If I'm not leaning on that, you know, I'm going to be helpless. Mm-hmm. Yeah. For sure. That's good.
Yeah.
Let's tie this in. So let's give a couple practical things that we do each day to ensure that the Holy Spirit's fruit is coming up in our lives rather than the fruits of our flesh.
It's so simple. Like worship. Mm-hmm. But like worship.
Mm-hmm.
I start every single day. Like if I don't have my time with God, like I'm not going to be who I am. I think I've said that literally in another podcast. So before I get into anything, I'm like, okay, God, well, first I need to check in with myself, mm-hmm. see where I'm at, see how I'm feeling. So that way when I go into worship or when I go into my prayer time, like I'm not coming with this kind of like habitual mindset, mm-hmm. but more of a mindset of like, God, you know, this is where I am. And I know this is where I am. And you know that this is where I am. I need you to meet me right here.
Mm-hmm.
Invite him into that space. Worship through it. And worship isn't just about music either. Like worship is about really setting your mind mm-hmm. on heaven and setting your mind on that atmosphere and letting it penetrate your atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, worship. You know, I do meditate on the word every day.
Yeah.
But it, you know, all of this is just, it's just spending time with God. Like yeah. you just have to spend time with God. Cause it changes like your tastes.
Mm-hmm.
Like it changes your senses. It changes what you're thinking about and what you're seeing, your discernment. It brings you back to your heavenly nature.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so it literally will change the way that you approach your day. Mm-hmm. So yeah, just spend that time with God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for me, I know that I have to take a second before I give my first initial response, especially mm-hmm. in a conversation, right? I have to sit with the thought for a second. I may look crazy sometimes, and I know I got to do better with this, but I notice that when I take a moment before I respond or before I do the thing that I used to do, mm-hmm. because my flesh has been in control longer than the Holy Spirit has. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
So I've been living in the flesh longer than I have been in the spirit. So I can't assume that my first initial response is going to be a godly response.
Mm-hmm. It's really good. Mm-hmm.
So you got to take a second and say, all right, let me test this first, mm-hmm. right? God, mm-hmm. what are you saying about this? Be slow to speak, quick to listen, mm-hmm. and slow to speak. Mm-hmm. I can't give the first response all the time because the first response is going to be on my flesh, mm-hmm. especially if you do something dumb. Like, mm-hmm. I can't promise you that my first response is going to be, yeah, you know, I appreciate your effort. It's going to be something different, you know? So I got to pause, and I'm working on it.
That's
you know?
So good.
So.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate your efforts.
Yeah, yeah. That's a very nice way of saying, yeah, I don't there. Like that.
Yeah.
That's trash.
Yeah.
You know,
that's like, trash.
I recognize it. I appreciate yeah. that. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
However.
Yeah, we're going to redirect in this
if
moment.
If you don't mind me suggesting. Yes.
Yeah. A different way to go about
being
this. So,
being patient, man. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. That's the greatest thing you could do.
Yeah.
You know, because there's so many things that God can reveal to you in your waiting,
mm-hmm.
you know, in your patience. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. yeah. You know what I just thought about? Fruit produces more fruit.
Yeah. yeah.
Like patience produces truth to come out of tension, mm-hmm. like a intense situation, intense mm-hmm. conversation. But mine is talking to people about it to hold me accountable. Like mm-hmm. I remember when I started showing fruits of the flesh after we got married. And mm-hmm. I was like, hey, mm-hmm. I would ask Ren. I was like, hey, does this happen to you when when you guys, like, you know, when you disagree and stuff like that? And it helped me be more aware of the fruits of the flesh that I was actually portraying instead of the opposite.
Yeah.
And so talking about it, having other people hold me accountable, and then also talking to him about it and actually being open to the conviction.
Mm-hmm.
I love, like, I mean, it sucks when we go through it and then you hold me accountable. And then but what I love is the next morning when I'm spending my time with God and he just softens me and he's like, yeah. This is why you actually did that.
Exactly.
Like the other day, Rick just said to me when I was showing fruits of the flesh, he was telling me it's not your fault. And I was like, mm-hmm. I don't even know what that means. Like, okay. So the next morning, like, I still didn't know. I was asking God. And then he told me, he's like, it's not your fault for what you've been through.
Mm-hmm.
And I was was like, oh, geez, my little inner child was like, okay, this is why you show fruits of the flesh, because what you've experienced, like, it's not my fault that I didn't choose to do the things that other people did to me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just talking these things out helps a lot.
That's so good. Thank you for sharing that too. That's really good. Yeah. That's a huge thought as well. Mm-hmm. Fruit produces more fruit. Mm-hmm. Every fruit has seed in it.
Exactly.
You're giving life. It actually does. Every fruit has seed. God made every seed-bearing plant, and you know all these different things have plants, fruit, all the things. God has attached seed in His creation, nevertheless. Yeah. And
every single thing must be obedient.
Yes,
everything will be obedient.
Absolutely, absolutely. You produce love, you're going to see a chain reaction of more love. You go through the drive-thru and say, "I'm paying for their coffee." They might be like, "All right, I'm paying for their coffee." It's like it's like a rule with the drive-thru, you know. Or you might just get blessed and say, "See you later." Right. You know, I ain't gonna spend on the day. Yeah. But you know, it's a cool chain reaction that happens. You know, you produce patience with somebody, they'll have patience. You know, if you yell at somebody, they're gonna yell back probably. Yes. You know, don't yell at me. You know, that's a beautiful thought. You know, fruit produces more fruit, so we can end on that as well. And you know, even the only thing I would have said would just be reiterating the word. You know, what's my practice every single day? What you said, I've been flesh a lot longer than I have been spirit. You know, I haven't had the help of the Holy Spirit as long as I've had myself living by the flesh. So understanding that and what the Bible says, crucify the flesh with its passions and desires. The flesh has things it wants. It has passions and desires, and you have to tell your flesh, that ain't it. And we're not doing that. And you have to crucify, you have to put it to death by the Spirit. So you do it like what you said, you know, you rely on the Spirit, you spend time with God. It's very simple. You know, don't read and worship just to check it off. Do it to get more of His heart. Do it to know how He sees things and how He views you and how He views your situation. And then you'll show up differently in it.
He's your best friend. Like, He's not there to just kind of be some like, thank you, you did what I told you to do. Like, no, He wants to be in everything with you.
Yeah, He does.
That's the beautiful part about Him. Is like, he genuinely wants to be a relationship. And He'll walk you through everything. He'll give you advice and everything. And when you pause, He will give you the wisdom on what to say.
I have one more thing to make the fruits of the flesh and the fruits of the Spirit very practical. The fruits of the flesh desire to control you. The fruits of the Spirit desire to equip you.
Yeah,
that's good.
Just mic drop. That's it. Just mic drop.
That's so true.
Absolutely. To equip you.
And the equipping is for the next thing too. Like, okay, so let's say you're surrounded by a whole bunch of toxic people, right? And those seeds are being sown inside of you. So the fruit you're reaping is, or your harvest, or you're giving off, are fruits of the flesh. Now, if you continue to spend time with the Holy Spirit and you might even be in a hidden season where God is working on you and working out those fruits of the flesh. And then as you continue to spend more time, you start to give off fruits of the Spirit. And then guess who else comes? People who also give off fruits of the Spirit. So there's that hidden season, but it's so worth it.
That's good. The Holy Spirit is a seed discarder.
Boom.
Sowing some bad seeds in my life, and I'm gonna have bad fruit if I don't get these things out of here. That's good. That's good. I think we need to pray, because I think, you know, you, like all of us, you want to have more fruit of the Spirit in your life. You know, the Bible says that you will know them by their fruit. You know, when we're talking about people who are living and walking a certain way, we're talking about prophets and false prophets. You shall know them by their fruit. You know, look at this person. You know if he's with me by the way he's living and the fruit that comes out. You know, if these fruits aren't coming out, that's not my guy. You know, so we talk about that with false prophets in the Bible and operating different spirits, but that's the same thing for us. Are you a believer that just loves to gossip and loves to spread gossip all the time? So when somebody, or are you a very judgmental believer? And so when someone looks at you, they don't see the fruit of, oh, he's a Christian and, you know, he's loving and he's forgiving and he's kind. No, they see he's a Christian, but he's like this. And so that's why people are confused. You know, we're producing crazy fruit all the time. And so if you are struggling with that right now, or you know somebody who is, we're going to pray that the Lord will help us and equip us, as Rick said, to continue to produce better fruit in our lives. Does anybody feel led to pray?
I do, kind of.
You do? All right. Rick's going to bless us.
Yeah. Father, as we just digest everything that was said here, I pray that we study to show ourselves approved mm-hmm. by you. And what I mean by that, God, is you can't expect good fruit to come out of bad seeds. So, Father God, let us understand and be wise as a serpent and gentle as a dove. We can't plant bad seed and expect good fruit because seed only does what it's supposed to do. And whatever is planted will grow and manifest. So, mm-hmm. Father God, I pray that seeds of the Holy Spirit are planted in each and every heart that is listening right now in the name of Jesus. Yes, we rebuke the devourer, the devourer over their lives right now in the name of Jesus. Let their hearts be fertile and soil that is ready to be planted in, God. I thank you so much for each family and representative that is hearing this word, God, this word, this podcast, whatever you want to call it. I thank you, Jesus, that they tuned in with us, God. And I pray that as they gave us their attention, that you give them your attention, God. Turn your face toward them. Prosper them, God. I pray that you favor them with you and with man, God. I pray that you open doors in their lives that no man can shut and shut doors that no man can open. I pray that you enlarge their territory, God, so much so that they're able to bless generations before them and after them, Father God. I pray that their family and their generation, the generations that's coming out of them, God, that they will be blessed immeasurably, God, and that they will be lights that the world will have to recognize and darkness will not be able to prosper because of their light, God. I thank you, Jesus, that we will exhibit the fruits of the Spirit, God, starting with patience, God. Let us wait on you, God. The wait in you is greater than the rush in the world, God. So I thank you so much that you have loved us enough to show us an example through Jesus Christ. I pray for anybody that doesn't know Jesus right now in the name of Jesus. I ask that you would touch their hearts, God, just for the simple fact that you love them, God. Yes. Let them be open to you and let them be open to a new experience, God.
Yeah.
We love you, Jesus. We honor you and bless the hands that have went into preparing this podcast, God. Thank you. Bless One Church. Bless our leaders, God. Bless all those connected to One Church, God. We love you and we honor you. In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, thank you for tuning in. I just feel like somebody might be struggling with guilt for producing the wrong fruit. And I feel like God's just saying, repent and part ways. You know, he'll give you a clean break. It's repent, part ways, and God will give you a clean break. Don't worry about it anymore. And he's going to help you produce the right fruit in your life. We love you so much. We are praying for you. And we don't just want you guys to watch us on the podcast, Mike. We want to do life with you. So we want to talk to you in our Discord. We want to keep up with you on social media. So all of that is in the description below. So please tune in on those things as well. We'll see you in the next one.